Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Jewel Osco.
Five on Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number one.
Who was the MVP of the Cubs 4-3 win over the Brewers in NLCS Game 3? NLDS.
Whoa. We're not there yet. I see what you did there, Ray. You're starting to,
manifesting.
Starting to think ahead of yourself, aren't you?
NLDS Game 3.
Okay, I'm going to say this because I keep saying it and I feel like it's true. It's Jameson Taillon. Somebody needed to pitch more than like two innings. Somebody. And once again, Jameson Taillon stepped up. And while he didn't have the smoothest first inning, he made up for it with an awesome second inning. Because frankly, he got a day of rest in that Cubs half inning and he was able to come out there and shove. And shove he did. I am happy that the Wrigley crowd got to support him. He has become a leader on this team, as I have mentioned before. They gave him adequate run support, and it was enough to get the job done. So, Jameson Taillon, if you hadn't done what you did, I don't know where I'd be talking about the Cubs today. I don't know how that would go down. So, for me, it is J-Mo yet again.
I mean, just the fact that all the stuff that went down in that first inning with the bases loaded and that sun ball off the bat of William Contreras and nobody saw, where's the infield fly rule? Well, nobody was going to be able to catch that baseball. It was deemed by the umpires.
No, that was the dumbest thing I'd ever seen. I didn't understand that at all. Like, the infield fly rule was suddenly not applying. That didn't make any sense.
Craig didn't argue much, though. He did.
He just kind of muttered.
Yeah, so I think he knew, and I guess they knew. So he overcomes all of that, and then you're right. That second inning where the Cubs had taken the lead, 1-2-3. I didn't think it was going to be a 1-2-3 inning.
50 minutes later. It really was.
No doubt.
I'm like, why is the sun setting? We're in the first inning. I'm like, oh, God, I'm in a casino and have lost all track of time. It is now, what was it at that point, like, the game started at 4:08. It was like 4:55, something around there.
Can I tell you, I think one of the coolest things about these 4 o'clock games, and they suck because the sun sucks and everybody is bothered by it in the outfield and obviously in the infield.
So bright.
It's pretty cool, though, when the day turns into the night in Chicago, Illinois, USA, at Wrigley Field.
The twilight.
Yeah.
The pretty clouds and stuff.
And you have two separate parts of the game. The light game, the day game portion, and then in like as it gets more dramatic, the lights take over and it's dark. Am I painting a beautiful picture here, Layla?
Oh,
I feel like I'm doing my best Pat Hughes here right now.
In the words of our friend Les, I was there.
I was there. You weren't, Grody. I don't care what you say. Okay, Grody, answer the question. My MVP will be, I'm going Brad Keller. Kelsey is the guy, especially relative to his last performance where it got so bad that Layla and I surmised, is he okay? Did he get injured? Does he have the yips? No, he just threw 30 pitches. But he did two things that were beautiful. Kitty, Andrew Kittredge, in the eighth inning, he gives up that double to Jackson Chorio.
Chorio
gives up that double, and even the announcers at that point, I think it was Ron Darling, was saying, I was a little surprised that they left him in there to start this inning after he had managed to get a 1-2-3 after the Bowers home run in the seventh inning. But who comes in? Keller comes in. He had the biggest strikeout of the game, getting Jake Bowers. Hello, Bowers. Why are you pointing to your head?
Because my head forgot something.
Uh-oh.
Do you? I mentioned the Craig Counsell like thought process where he talked about how he was managing the game and trying to manage for tomorrow and manage the bullpen at the same time, vis-a-vis the Jameson Taillon length of his start. That's something that we should revisit for the 1 o'clock hour. Like 1:25-ish.
Do your thing.
I'm actually writing that down.
You write that down.
I usually don't write down most of the things.
I mentioned it in our group
this.
Thread last night, but then I forgot to reiterate it today because brain was a little slow to the take.
One more thing on Brad Keller. Not just that strikeout, which was, I thought, the biggest moment of the game, getting the strikeout of Bauer. Then a 1-2-3 ninth inning. Hi. Hello. Good night.
It was really nice.
It was. I mean, did anybody expect that? I did not. Just because the Brewers were chipping away. Like, it was torturous the way they were doing it. And the Cubs just needed to score one more damn run.
My shoulders were at my ears, and I was watching with a bit of a tight keister.
Yeah, I think we all were. And he gets it. Game is... And a hell of a play by Nico Horner.
Like, I breathe through the teeth, like, every time you hear contact.
What about Horner? Did you think he was going to make that play at the end? Or did you think that ball was going to go into right field? Horny.
No, yeah. No, don't call him that. Nope. No.
Number two.
There was a host here who used to call him that. He's like, that's his nickname, right? Dan who? McNeil.
Damn it.
He doesn't go by Horny. Well, that's his name.
Layla, that's like that street vendor t-shirt we saw outside Wrigley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have seen that.
Do tell. What was it?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
It's me so Horner.
Oh, okay.
But then there's a bat. It's very like strategically placed balls.
Oh. You guys are filthy. I don't want to be on the show anymore. I feel uncomfortable.
All right, question number two. Transition. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your level of trust in Brad Keller to close games for the Cubs?
You know, it's back at a 7.
What can I do to put you into an 8?
Nope. You have to throw more than one scoreless inning again. And, like, you can't be hitting batsmen. You can't even be close to hitting batsmen. So that's where I'm at. A 7 is pretty good. I would say that out of, that puts you in a circle of trust.
I think you're right. I'm looking up right now at this very second how many pitches did he throw in the game? Why do I have...
Brad Keller. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, my God. Do you have a fever?
He threw 19.
Okay.
10 of them were for strikes.
Okay, because I'm adding that into the calculation here about, like, where my trust... Obviously, I picked him as my game MVP. I feel really good about Brad Keller again, and I'm just glad he's okay, part of it. Like, I didn't want this to be...
I mean...
He needed redemption from that... And they won the game. That was the clincher.
Blake Perkins had an 8-pitch at bat, and after the 11-pitcher against Matt Boyd, he's getting up there in the PITA award category.
Ooh, okay.
So, you know, maybe lessen the pitches per, and that would make me feel a little better, too.
I'm putting him at 7 Bears. Or, I mean, 7. It's 1. I'm going 7. Yes. 7 for Bowers. I'm with you, Layla. Brad Keller. What is my problem?
Number three.
I was thinking Jack Bauer from 24. Yeah. Grody and I have thought this has felt like a Friday since yesterday. So by tomorrow, we will be nice and devolved.
And you gave him 7 Bears.
I did. Horn dog.
What? No. Still
Come
no.
Come on.
No.
773.
That's an actual horn.
Is that the changer? Is that the slate cleaner now? The clown honk? Yeah. As opposed to...
It's our ginger if you're at a sushi place. When you hear this, we moved on. Question number three on 5 On It. Raheem Harrison Grody. Marshall is out today. We have 3 potential clinchers in the division series round of the MLB postseason. The Cubs are down 1-2 to the Brewers. The Dodgers have a 2-1 lead over the Phillies. And the Tigers, the Detroit Tigers, are tied 2-2 with the Mariners, with Tarek Skubal on the mound in Game 5 to mow them down. And then they will advance to the ALCS.
Interesting.
Who wrote that in there? Crazy. Which teams will be eliminated?
Robbie, we did it. I told you. I told you the Tigers weren't going to lose yesterday.
Take that. Grody, looking at you. Marshall, looking at you.
Hey,
wrong.
Hey,
wrong.
Hey,
sometimes you just pick games because it makes sense. Like, it just made sense. Made sense yesterday that the Cubs were going to win. Made sense yesterday that the Tigers were. And that's how I felt about those two games.
Guess what, Robbie?
What?
I eliminated the Tigers yesterday, and I'm going to eliminate them again today.
WTH.
See ya.
What have I done to you?
Take care. Well, we told you to listen to the Jerky Boys, and you did not.
We told you to watch the other guys, and you haven't.
That's true. But I did tell you, and you agree with me, I have not been able to justify the time recently to watch a movie.
When you watch so many games, it's really hard to watch a movie.
Right. You can't carve out the time, especially a movie that, you know, I've got other movies on the old list, too. So
what are they? Not as good as
the other guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I will
actually.
I will watch the other guys.
I also, well, because I have Seattle coming out of the American League for my World Series pick, I too de facto eliminate them, the Tigers.
See, Robbie? You thought you had a safe space with
Layla. I too de facto eliminate the Tigers.
Who can I trust?
But here's the funny part. You know what? I still think the Tigers are going to win. And I have no money on these thoughts. And I know they sound a little roundabout, but if I'm just picking this game based on everything, I say the Tigers win. But if I'm going with my original pick, Seattle is the better team.
I don't even know if I care anymore now that the Yankees are out. I don't even care about anything that happens in the postseason
anymore.
You
sound like a couple of my friends who are sad that the Yankees are out. Here's the other part of this. Dodgers advance. Hate to say it, but it's true. So
really, really. Not yet. They might still. But I think Philly ties this thing up.
In L.A.?
Yeah, I know.
Is it just because Kyle Schwarber broke the over?
Yeah.
With two?
Yeah.
Two home runs? One of them was a million feet.
Schwarber.
It was 455 feet.
God. He is the best.
He really is.
He really, as it turns out.
You know
out,
who the Cubs could use?
Schwarbino?
Uh-huh, indeed.
Schwarby.
Never over it.
God. He is the thuggish, ruggish bone, ladies and gentlemen. He is thuggish, ruggish, and bonish.
And for those of you who really know, he also was in show choir back in Iowa. Did you see those videos? Adorable.
Maybe I have.
Well, I haven't
heard about it.
I have a thing I need to reveal about myself. In high school, I did four years of very competitive show choir. Like
very competitive.
Like, we like traveled around the country. Like our school won nationals a couple years ago. I was very competitive show choir.
Well, I have to admit that if we're doing this, admitting our competitive alternative high school,
I got a varsity letter.
I did. I was in a very competitive marching band that traveled all over the country, and we came in second place in the Grand Nationals in Indianapolis in the year 1990.
I was in a very competitive orchestra. I can't say it seriously.
We are dorks.
We did come here though for a field trip. Like that we played in the Midwest Clinic, which was a thing at the time.
Oh.
And that was kinda like a big deal. You had to qualify or whatever else. And I will never forget going to Navy Pier to the McDonald's and ordering a soda and the woman goes, "What kind of pap do you want?" And I was like,
"Welcome to Chicago."
And Texas Layla just stared at her, dumbfounded.
Oh man.
For like a good 5 minutes, and then I go, Dr. Pepper? And she was like, "We don't have that." And I was like, "Well, what do you have?" And then she was like, "Something, something in Barks Root Beer." And I was like, "Where am I?" And then I'm like, "This place has underground stuff too." And then I thought Chicago was awesome. And now I live here.
10 years.
And then I also did like the whole dance team thing for a million years, Palm Squad, Kick Line, all of that.
See, that's cool. That's
like
hot.
The Dallas Cowboys Thunder routine was something you had to learn at some point.
So you were with the cool girls there, man.
I don't know about all that. I mean,
I think so.
I have a friend who was a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, and like she has a fat head and everything, which is kind of
wild.
Not
call me cool, Gertie?
Yeah.
Not call me cool?
Well, I didn't. I was the editor of my newspaper.
So I was way more dork than cool. Let's just settle that straight.
That's why I cling to my 2 years playing baseball in high school. Like, yeah, that's right. I was in band for 4 years. I played the clarinet, but I'll be damned if I didn't make a big high school's baseball team for 2 years.
No, I mean, the family talk at the household is like algorithms and such. Like, what are you working on engineering-wise?
Oh,
like,
wow.
I'm squarely in the dork category here. Like, let's not go
okay,
crazy.
We're all dorks. Fair enough.
You gotta have range.
I understand.
You gotta have a little bit of dork. You have to have a little bit of cool.
Yeah, no, you're right. We're
number four.
People.
Is the Week 6 game against the Commanders a bigger one for Bears quarterback Caleb Williams or cornerback Tyreek Stevenson?
Isn't that a great question?
It's a son of a gun of a question.
Yeah, that's a question wrapped in a conundrum, yeah. Wrapped in an enigma, wrapped in a challenge. Caleb Williams. Yes, the secondary is hurt, but not as hurt as it used to be because Kyler Gordon is back. So, therefore, that's going to change the calculus on this. A little pressure comes off into Sean Wright as well. So, by my calculus, that means this is important for Caleb Williams, especially if Ben Johnson isn't as confident in the run game. Guess what you're going to be doing more of? Passing the football. And like I said, zone read. I'm big on the zone read for the next couple weeks until they get this right. So, for me, it's QB1.
I'm with you on that. You know what? You know why? Because the answer to questions involving Caleb Williams, if he's part of the multiple choice, it's always about Caleb Williams. As big as this Tyreek Stevenson story has been, and it is big, no doubt about it, and it's important that Tyreek Stevenson have a fine game, it's still about Caleb Williams. And that whole game would have been completely different last year, and we would have been raving about Caleb Williams because of the drive that he had before the miraculous things happened for the Washington Commanders. How will he deal with that defense and a really good middle linebacker in Bobby Wagner? I mean, that's the one guy that he pointed out. I mean, he likes those guys. He likes competing with those really smart veteran linebacker. How about Von Miller? Von Miller in the house.
Von Miller.
Von Miller.
I always say it like it's just a last name. Von Miller.
Old Mr. Von Miller.
Von Miller.
Guess who else plays for the Washington Commanders? And he is a backup tackle for them. Eddie freaking Goldman. Where are you, Eddie Goldman?
Oh, Eddie Goldman. There was a point where he was going to retire a few years ago.
Eddie Goldman got his money from the Bears. He opted out during the pandemic season, which he was entitled to, and they just kind of never really came. He did come back.
He had a concussion issue that Brad Biggs reported about a while back.
Okay. Yeah, he also just didn't seem that interested of staying with the Bears. So
I mean, I got it. Yeah. I get it at the time. I'm not faulting anybody for that. Yeah.
Yeah, but Eddie G., He is with that team, and Marshawn Lattimore and so on and so forth. But the answer is always, always Caleb Williams.
Number five.
Last question here in 5 on it, Rahimi Harris and Grody. Do women love Mark Grody, or do they love Dave the Cat? Explain yourself.
This is a very interesting question here right now. Not that long ago, I was I live in a high-rise apartment, and Dave the Cat, like, I let him wander the hallway sometimes. So most of the time, I've got an eye. I've always got the door cracked open so he can get back in, or if he's getting into trouble out there, if he's wandering too far down the hallway, I'm always checking on him.
What if he gets on an elevator?
Or that, right. Like, he's pretty afraid when the elevator opens because it means people are coming.
He's a scaredy cat.
He is very much a scaredy cat, except for there is a woman that lives down the hall from me who I met in the hallway, and she goes, oh, my God, is that your cat? And I go, oh, yeah, Dave. He's very scared. And she goes, oh, no, he was letting me come up to him. And then he ran away. And then she goes, I just want to love him. Or no, I just want to adore him.
Adore?
She goes, I just want to adore him. And so I was like, yeah, sorry. I was like, even if I let you in, he's going to just hide under the bed, so it would be a whole thing. She said, well, I'm in room so-and-so. Just come tap on my door sometime. So, to me, obviously that means she wants me, right? Right?
I don't know.
it's like,
wow. Have we gotten that far into this?
Well, you know, when you get to be middle age, any sign that, she's into me, isn't she? It's not really the cat. She told me to tap on her door. Told me her name.
I think we need a poll. Like, what does everybody think? 630 says Dave the Cat is the real MVP.
Right. All you got to do is look at me in the eyes, and I think I got a chance. You know, like you get a little older, like that. Yeah.
One texter says that he's now obligated to shut off the radio, LOL. And then the other one says we're super cool. That's the text line. So DTC was playing matchmaker is what 312 says.
My wingman.
Oh, yeah. Schwarber went to high school in Ohio, not Iowa. Sorry, Schwarber played in Iowa. Been a while, guys. It's been a while since we talked about the high school.
Never making eye contact with you again.
Show choir.
Don't look at me.
Maybe, guys, what I'm talking about.
I'm going to default and say both until you have more information. Like, if she doesn't ask many questions about you and it's only about Dave, then you know. But like, yeah, if she starts asking a few more questions about you.
She did ask my name.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, and she offered hers. We'll just call her Ashley for the sake of the conversation. And the shocker was the I just met, come tap on my door. I'm in this room. I don't know. But
it's love.
It's got to be. It's got
to
be.
There's only one way to find it out, Grody. You got to knock on the door. You got to take her up on the offer. And as Layla said, see where it goes. See where the conversation goes. And then you will know.
May I tap on your door?
She did say the word adore.
She did. She goes. She said, I'll be very clear. I just want to adore him.
We do have a text from 219. Is this a cat call?
It is. In some way, shape, or form, it is a cat call. So I'm sending Dave out there today to get out there, man. Do your thing, bro.
Also, Elvira is apparently about Patrick Manley's dad's wife.
Oh, yeah. Let me read this text.
I know. We're horribly late to break, but these are really important things.
This is worth it. Yes, we were tinkering with Elvira earlier. I was singing Oak Ridge Boys. You may want to go back. You may not want to go back and listen to that. But from Patrick Manley, our very own, the longest tenured bear, text me and said, my dad is married to Elvira. She grew up with one of the Oak Ridge Boys. Wild! That is wild.
Everything comes full circle.
And awesome.
Time is a flat circle.
Bears.
We will examine that and more. And maybe get Clay's opinion on the last five on a question. Clay Harbor, NFL veteran and football commentator here in town, joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Clay Harbor, former NFL player.
Clay Harbor, slot to the left. Here's Vic's pass, and it's caught. Touchdown by Harbor.
And that's a touchdown. Clay Harbor makes that catch,
and they've got Harbor for the touchdown. 18-yard touchdown pass by Chad Henning.
Football analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
When you lose a game like the Bears did last year in Washington, do you talk about it this week?
Absolutely not. No, this was a different year. Completely new organization, completely new culture. Yes, there's an elephant in the room. You talk about it. Say, this happened last year. This is a new season.
Clay Harbor on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That music means it is time for, yes, the former Philadelphia Eagle, Clay Harbor, NFL veteran. He also hosts the Big Pro Football Show with our friend David Hobb, Ruthie Polinsky over at CHSN. 9 years in the league, and he joins us on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score. Marshall's out today, so Clay's sitting in Marshall's chair. How does that feel? What's it like?
I just texted Marshall. I'm like, what are you, playing hooky from work? He's like, man, I'm in Philly. I'm like, so you're playing hooky from work?
Yeah.
He got the day off outright. Mitch told him to take it off.
Yeah, I just had to give him a little stuff. But I got to say, you know, thank you to the production team that found every single one of my career touchdowns and put them on the intro. I mean, that had to be pretty difficult.
Robbie. Unbelievable.
They're out there.
Robbie the tree. He found them. He did. Hold on a second, though, here. So you're like poo-pooing the whole Tyreek Stevenson narrative. Nobody should be talking about it. We're making too much of it. What's going on over there?
I get it right now as a member of the sports media community. It's something that we want to talk about. This happened last year. We think that it had this incredible impact on the rest of the Bears season. That one play ended the Bears season. If I'm in that Chicago Bears locker room, here's the first thing you got to realize. Half the players are new players. Half the players weren't even there. More than half the coaches, including your head coach, wasn't even there. This is a completely different organization. This is a completely different coaching staff, new players. A lot of these guys weren't even there for that. So let's not forget about that.
But they all saw it, and it was pop culture, basically.
They saw it. It's pop culture. But here's what you do. There is an elephant in the room. You say, hey, this happened last year. This is a new team. This is a new organization. We're going to go out there. We're going to win the game. This has nothing at all to do with last year. That play last year is not going to give us 6. It's not going to give us 10. It's not going to give us -6. It's not going to give us -10. There is nothing that matters about that play this year. What matters is our matchups, how we go about this game plan, our practice habits and routines for the rest of this week, and we focus on what we're doing this week, and we get past that. That is in the past. We go out there and we focus on what we are doing right now, and that is going out there to beat the Washington Commanders, who are a good football team, got their quarterback back, who's really good at running the football, and we can't stop the football. That play last year isn't going to help you stop the run. Okay? I'm sorry. So you got to focus on the things that do help you stop the run if you want a chance at winning this game.
I also think, though, that a lot of times we, especially on the radio side, and I always try to operate like this, we have to be the voice for the fans. We're not the ones necessarily repeating what the team has to say. And while I understand that that is the team perspective, this is almost in a way between Tyreek Stevenson and Bears fans. Because fans last year, as you know, didn't think there was enough of a punishment there or enough of an acknowledgement. He ends up sitting out the half, as we saw, against the Cardinals, but still. So at least for him to address it the way he did, that is at least something for the fans to be okay with. Like, do you agree with that, Mark? Like, I think you understand, like, the fan standpoint, because you fielded a lot of calls all football season about it. Like, we heard a lot of it going on, so I feel like that's part of this in the discussion.
I absolutely loved it. I listened to the Byard podcast clips of him talking about it. Obviously, I listened to him in the locker room availability yesterday talking about it. I loved his response to it. He said, hey, this happened. This one play isn't going to be what defines my career. I'm going to go out and show people that I can get better. I can play. I can be a top cornerback in this league. He goes, I'm actually glad it happened because maybe I wasn't doing things the right way leading up to that situation. So guess what? I'm going to make this bad, horrible thing that happened in my career and my life turn out to be a long-term positive. I love his attitude for that. And that is something that you've seen these last couple days, these last couple games, excuse me, for Tyreek Stevenson. He is starting to live up to that potential that we've seen. We've seen the big fumble. We've seen that incredible interception. He's averaging below a 60 pass rating when targeted these last couple games. He's averaging on the year below a 50% completion rate when targeted. This guy's actually playing some good football this year. And guess what? He doesn't even have Jalen Johnson there to take the number one receiver. So he is doing things that we wanted to see. And I think that this will be an important game for him, obviously, going back there. But I go back to, like, in Philly, when we had the miracle in the Meadowlands Part 2. Deshaun takes the punt return back. We win the division. Did anybody think about that game the next year when I'm lining up to try to block Justin Tuck or whoever they have? No.
Did they lose 10 in a row, though? That's that. I mean, that's...
No, they didn't lose 10 in a row, but they lost a division with that football game. And yeah, they kicked it to us. We celebrated on their field. It was a big deal. But I'll tell you, that next game, when you're lining up, you have this guy across from you, there is nothing about that kick return, that punt return that Deshaun had that had anything to do with that game when we played the Giants in the division that next season.
He has, I will admit, Tyrique Stevenson has reclaimed his season because the first two games were not good. They were, in fact, especially the Detroit game was really bad. He admitted it. He said he doesn't want that stuff on tape. So you're right, and it's very important that he reclaim his season for his own future, for his own future with the Bears. I will say, we asked the question during Five on It, who is this game more important for, Tyrique Stevenson or Caleb Williams? Both of us answered Caleb Williams because it's always Caleb Williams. What are your thoughts on Caleb Williams after four games so far this season? What direction it's heading in, and what do you think about his chances in Washington?
I think Caleb's season is heading in the direction you want to see it, right? He's first in training camp. We're having issues with the pre-snap stuff. We've seen him kind of, you know, really become that. He's taken advantage of that. Now he's using the snap count in certain ways, and in the pre-snap stuff's good. He's starting to play more in rhythm. He's starting to play more in time. He's starting to play more in the pocket, exactly what you wanted to see. He's done a good job of escaping the rush, of doing some things in the pocket, the elusiveness. He has half the sacks at this point last year that he had. So that's a huge thing we wanted to see. The sack rate go down. That's gone down. I mean, he's done everything you want to see, and he's outperforming a lot of the quarterbacks from his quarterback pass class. I mean, you look at his passing yards, his total yards, his passer rating. I'm just looking at some of his numbers right there. He's doing a lot of good things. Now what we want to see is him going a little bit of a roll here. You know, he's won a couple games. Now let's see you beat a good team, a solid defense. You know, this Commanders defensive line is fourth in sacks. Like, that's something you don't hear much about. Like, they got a good D-line. So it's going to be – they're not known for their defense, but they're a lot better than they were last year, and it's going to be a challenge for them. So I want to see Caleb come out and just continue to grow on the things that we've seen so far this season. Let's see him play on time in the pocket. Let's see him get the ball out, avoid the sacks, get the ball to your playmakers. And I think he will do that. And I know there's obviously the lights are going to be shining bright. But for me, it seems like when they're shining the brightest, that's when Caleb is playing at his best.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I feel like he likes that scene. And for a guy who went to USC and played on that national stage and won a Heisman, that would make it make sense. And even in the nationally televised game last year against the Commanders, I think you saw that a little bit. We're talking to Clay Harbor, the NFL veteran host of the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN, joining us on Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score. What did you think of what Ben Johnson had to say about the run game yesterday? Because when he started talking about the blocking schemes, I think, not going to plan, that raised some red flags for Mark and me.
Yeah, the blocking schemes haven't been great. I'll be honest, like, and he's saying some things that I've seen. He's talking about the deuce blocks, the double blocks, the triple blocks. It's just the double teams between the tackle, the tight ends, the guard and the tackle, the guard and center. There's very basic stuff, and he wants to see him marry up. And if you watch the last couple plays that Braxton Jones had as a starter, I mean, that's just him missing on a double team block. If your linebacker's lined up, head up by the tackle, and the defensive end is outside edge of the tight end, you're not going to be able, if you're the tackle, get a piece of that defensive end and climb to the linebacker. You get to the linebacker right now. Braxton Jones leaves a gaping hole, tries to give the tight end some help. Linebacker shoots the gap, tackles the running back in the background. He gets yanked for Theo Benedict. You see Theo Benedict in there. But when you look at this run game, I think the offensive line is probably middle of the pack. I think the running game needs to get better. You look at yards per carry on design runs, the Bears are fourth worst in the NFL. Okay, then you look at Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. He's second in yards after contact per attempt. He's averaging over 4 yards after contact per attempt. That's more than DeAndre Swift is averaging altogether. Mm-hmm. You look at some of the things.
Ashton
I love
Gentry
DeAndre Swift.
Yeah.
I love DeAndre. I hate talking bad about DeAndre Swift because he's a hardworking guy. He's about his business, but the guy's not a between-the-tackle runner, does not break tackles, misses some holes in there, doesn't fall forward a lot. I don't think that this is his best spot where they're using him. He needs to be a guy that catches the ball, is out in space, is running around the edges. You needed another guy to put in there in the middle. And the crazy thing is you had all the opportunities to find someone. I think this is more the struggles in the running game would be more on the running back. And it's crazy to see J.K. Dobbins, fourth in the league in rushing. It's funny to see Javonte Williams, third in the league in rushing. He was a free agent before the season. It's funny to see Nick Chubb, top 20 in rushing with over 4 yards of carry. Some of these guys that were available, but they didn't even look at for an opportunity to bring in as a guy to put in next to Swift. And then obviously, you love Menungai. We loved him in the preseason, but we haven't seen much from him. He looked good in the couple carries he's got last year. Want to see more from him. But in my opinion, I think that the running back in this situation has more to do than the offensive line in the lack of success of this running game.
Yeah, no, I think that that's valid. And we want to talk about the offensive line, so we'll do that next. More with Clay Harbor here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We'll talk about the Bears' offensive line and something that we picked up on regarding the discussion surrounding the tackles. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen to Raheem Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Anything new offensive line wise? Like, do you know who your left tackle is going to be?
We have a good idea who our left tackle is.
All I heard there was the typing. Also, Robbie, you stumbled into something. This used to be the old Parkins Open. This was the Danny Parkins Show Open.
I mean,
can you do it as
dad.
Well as Danny's on the next segment, so really appropriate.
I mean.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Clay Harbor is in for a second segment with us. And it was something, Clay, that we talked about in our pre-show meeting yesterday. Mark gave us the latest from Hallis Hall on Tuesday. And it did sound a bit concerning when it came to the discussion surrounding the tackles.
Yeah, I mean, it does. I would not be surprised if we saw Theo Benedet out there starting at left tackle. And if Darnell Wright is not healthy, it would be Ozzie Trapillo. I don't know if I consider, I mean, it's nice to hear your second round pick would be playing. You don't necessarily want that to be at the expense of a first round selection in Darnell Wright. And then I guess it's the Theo Benedet thing, which is the most interesting part of this. Does Braxton Jones deserve to be benched?
Well, here's the thing. If you benched him last game and you put in Theo Benedet, and Theo Benedet held his own without a week of practice with the ones, not getting the snaps in there, not hearing Caleb call the plays, not getting all the fronts that you're getting from the team you're playing against, he deserves a play this week. Now you got a week of game planning exactly who you're playing against. You got a week of being in, more than a week, obviously, with the bye week. You got some time to really kind of get used to what you're going to be doing, to watch that film. As much as you say you don't want to get ready, you want to stay ready as a backup, when you get thrown in there in the middle of the game, Grody, I'm sorry, man, I've been there. It's not the same as going into a week knowing you are starting and that is going to be you taking those snaps. As much as you say, hey, I got to be ready. You're ready for game one, game two, game three, game four, game five, game six, all of a sudden game eight, Brent Celek goes down with a concussion in the second half. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm up. You know, I'm playing. I've been preparing for this, but it takes you a while to settle down. Give Theo the opportunity to go in here knowing mentally you are playing. I think he'll do a good job for you. I think he's going to have a solid game if it is Theo, what we're thinking, playing here. I think he'll do a good job for you, and he deserves an opportunity. Braxton Jones had the opportunity to slam the door, say, this is my job. I'm coming into a contract year. There is no way I'm going to let an undrafted free agent in a second year from somewhere in Canada take my spot. But you know, he did. So I think you give Theo the opportunity. What scares me is, like you said, now we got Ozzie Trapillo. It's possibly, we don't know. We've seen Darnell Wright on the opposite fields in the media availability, not really practicing.
Always with somebody, a coach or trainer.
So is he going to play, or is it Ozzie Trapillo? Because the matchup for me that gives me concern is Dorrance Armstrong.
Yeah.
He's an 8-year vet. He has 33.5 sacks in his career. He's usually like a 6, 7, 8 sack guy. But so far this season, he's got 5 and he's playing out of his mind. I turn on some tape. I go, how's Dorrance Armstrong all of a sudden becoming this guy? He's just leveraging, long-arming, strong. He's not the quickest, the most athletic dude. If that's Darnell Wright, I say, okay, I like that matchup. With Ozzie Trapillo, a rookie, it starts getting a little concerning. Yes, I believe in Ozzie Trapillo. I think he's going to be a great player. But this guy is a rookie, and Dorrance Armstrong is an 8-year vet that has almost 40 career sacks. So that would be something that would concern me. So hopefully we can get Darnell out there. If not, you know, I think Ozzie can still hold his own, but that is something to look at.
Well, and you know what else is, if I'm Dan Quinn on the other side, and you're always trying to think about what your opponent is going to do, and I think to myself, undrafted left tackle on one side, rookie on the other, blitzes left and right, because who's going to know whose job it is to slide protection and how you're picking it up?
How fast, like, can Von Miller run still?
But that's fast enough, and that's the point. But like that's what you're trying to do, right? The obvious counter to that, if you're a line still trying to figure out assignments and all of that, and it's not something that has been rehearsed and practiced and played in for weeks on end, you're probably going to see more of that happening, because I think Caleb Williams is still working on that as well, just slide protection assignments and how that's going.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to definitely see a difference in a game plan if Darnell Wright's playing, and obviously if you got a rookie and a second-year guy playing there in the offensive line, you're probably going to see more simulated pressures. You're probably going to see more actual pressures. You're going to see the mug looks. You're going to see some fire, some slot blitzes. It's something that you do, and it's just like when you're playing against Jaden Daniels. Like, sometimes you'll see a defense change. Like, when I was playing with Michael Vick, I played with Michael Vick for 4 years. You know, you're watching film of this team playing their defense, but you always got to keep in mind a lot of teams play Mike a little bit different because Mike can run. Mm-hmm. So a team that does a ton of man-to-man, now they're going to play a lot of zone. So obviously their eyes are forward. They can see if the running, if the quarterback scrambles. You got to play this running quarterback a little bit different than you do a guy that's going to just sit back there and, you know, like a statue and throw the football.
Why has Bobby Wagner been so good for so long, the middle linebacker of Washington? 35 years old now and still, like, he's like, he reminds me of Harrison Smith in Minnesota. Different position, but same type of thing where just good every year no matter what.
I remember playing against him in the last playoff game I played in. That was with the Detroit Lions in 2016 at Seattle Seahawks. And Bobby Wagner, he is just so intelligent. So we had this play where I motioned in the backfield, and I'm basically a fullback, and we run an ISO on him. And he comes downfield like a barbarian, just, and I just cut the crap out of him. I just cut him. Back then, I don't know if you could still do that, but I cut him.
I don't think so.
And he starts saying some, you know, some words I can't repeat on here to me, blah, 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 you know, whatever. So we go back into the game, and sometimes you get away with running the same play a few times. Instead of me motioning in the backfield, you know, I tell coach, I go, hey, just send me from the opposite side or let me start in the backfield just so a guy like him can't pick up on that. So, okay, we're just going to start you in the backfield and we're going to motion somebody else. You try to dress up these plays you had success on. We gash him for 20 yards in that play. We do that same play. I line up offset this time instead of in the eye, and we send a different motion. He's calling out the play. We dressed this whole thing up, Brody.
Wow.
We put in a different package.
Damn.
This is the same Christmas present, completely different package. He knows what's coming.
God, that's good.
Who doesn't come downhill that fast this time and doesn't give me the opportunity to cut him? Bobby Wagner. That's the type of guy he is.
Wow, that
is so good. Is why he's so good, and I remember that, and he starts talking a little bit of trash to me because I don't get the cut, and he maybe pushes me back a little bit, and I'm like, dang it, man, I thought we had him.
Thanks for sharing
Dressed this thing up, but he still figured it out and stopped us in the backfield after we had a 20-something yard game. Bobby Wagner, yes, he's physical, he's fast, but he is one of the more intelligent linebackers in the league.
Too. Oh, yeah. No!
Yeah. Oh, my God. I would do this. If I was that good, I'd do the same thing. The end result of the play, yard sale. Just lay him out.
Yeah.
God, that's good.
You ain't cut me this time. Yeah, you ain't cut me this time.
By the way, what about my Redbirds, man? I hear you've been calling Illinois State games and some of those Dakota teams. Teams that drive everybody crazy. All I know is that Dakota teams are really good, man. Don't underestimate the Dakotas.
All right. I know the time's almost up here, but Grody, your Redbirds are looking good, man. I think they're ranked sixth in the country. I've been calling the Redbirds game. Tommy Rittenhouse, shout out to the quarterback out there.
Yeah.
Brock's back. Great coach. But this North Dakota State team, number one in FCS, I'm giving you guys a name. I think I already forgot his name, but Cole Payton.
It's a good name.
Left-handed
that name resonates around here.
It's some character from Yellowstone. Cole Swayze Bozeman.
You guys know quarterbacks. Carson Wentz, North Dakota State. Trey Lance, North Dakota State. The next first-round quarterback from North Dakota State is Cole Payton. This guy can run a 4.5, jump 40 inches, jump 10 foot in the broad, throw the ball 70 yards, is an absolute freak in his main target. His number one wide receiver, Bryce Lance, Trey Lance's little brother, is also going to be a draft pick. Both of these guys, I'm trying to call this game Missouri Valley Game of the Week, but I'm like, man, these guys are definitely playing in the league. You don't see that a lot in the FCS.
I would just like to take this time to let you all know that North Texas is 5-0.
Let's go.
We play a ranked opponent in USF on Friday night.
Or Tigers, or what's their names?
Mean Green.
Eagles. Mean Green!
Yeah.
Mean Green.
People... If they make the playoff, you might not see me. I might have to go to the game.
Fair enough. Denton?
We used to have a shirt that said, winning is for losers. This would be big for us. Clay Harbor, always a fun time.
Thanks for the analysis.
And the small schools representing with Missouri State, Illinois State.
Missouri State was on national television yesterday.
Big
school,
nice. We're on ESPN2.
Wednesday night action.
Yeah, a little Wednesday night. Conference USA now. We bumped up.
Weren't you guys, didn't you guys used to be Southwest Missouri State?
We were Southwest Missouri State, yeah.
And
SMS.
And they made it a little bit easier to digest.
My freshman year, Missouri State. And now we're actually in the FBS in Conference USA.
Wow.
Let's go.
This feels good. This has been great stuff today. Clay.
Until David Haw just texted me the nickname.
Is this Haw?
Morning,
Ruthie.
Clay
Morning, Molly.
Faker.
Why?
Oh, there it is. The Clay Faker.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I'll talk to Haw about this later.
Morning, Clay. What's up, Clay?
Yeah.
What's up? You ready? Let's do the show. Big pro football show.
You can see that big pro football show tonight at 5:30 on CHSN. It is Clay, David, and Ruthie. Clay, thanks as always for coming in.
My pleasure, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Thanks.
And you heard the music. Danny Parkins next on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.